After we finish the entire Tochacha, hearing about all the terrible things and the calamities and the tragedies and the punishments, persecutions that will happen to the Jewish people when they don't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of the klolos, when we hear all of that is over, the Torah ends, B'chukosai, with a discussion of Erchin, about the value of a person when they dedicate and donate their value, so to speak, to the Beis HaMikdash. Why in the world does Erchin follow the Tochacha? In the 19th century, there was a major, major movement. The Jews were facing a severe crisis. There was poverty. There was growing congestion in the shtetl. There was tension. There was bitterness in the Jewish society. Second, of course, and more threatening, was the growing power and the influence of the Haskalah, the Enlightenment movement. Although it had begun in the 1770s, but in the 19th century, it was radical and it was extreme. Whether it was ascribed to Moses Mendelssohn, but the philosophy of the Haskalah was modernizing the Jew, assimilation in language and dress and manner of everything else, to remove the stigma of the Jews of feeling alienated in Gullus. This is a topic really for its own whole series. And to further the problem, while the Enlightenment movement was taking people away from our faith, Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer writes that at that time there were also people who, while learned, were no longer devoted to the rigorous pattern of halacha. So to combat this problem, this severe problem, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter introduced the Musar movement, the integration of learning and focusing on ethics and behavior into the regular curriculum of Torah learning. So classic works of Rabbeinu Yonah, of Rav Moshe Cordovero, of the Ramchal, were now beginning to find their ways into the yeshivas of Eastern Europe. And Rav Yisrael Salanter did face opposition. Today you do not find a yeshiva without a Musar curriculum. And the beginning of this movement, they've developed two extremely unique and very different schools of thought about how to impart the Musar into the school, the yeshiva system. There was the yeshiva of Nevardik, Bar Yosef Yosel Horowitz, the Alter Nevardik, that was based on an idea called Shiflus HaAdam, that we almost have to tear ourselves away from this world. We have to lower ourselves, and the more that we do that, we'll understand how, once we understand our lowliness, we're able to accomplish greatness, so to speak. That our old lowliness leads us to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are Torah giants from this school. Bechaskel Abramsky, the Panovich Rav, Yisrael, the Stipler Gon. And there was another approach as well, besides Shiflus Adam, called Godless HaAdam. Not man's lowliness, but man's greatness. The author of Slabodka, of Nassim Tzvi Finkel, who understood that man was great, that we have the capacity to do unbelievable things. And students in Slabodka would learn this godless HaAdam to become great. They would become pristine. The yeshivas were pristine. The clothing was pristine because of godless HaAdam. Why is it that we follow the Tochacha with an understanding of Erechin? Because the understanding of godless HaAdam is that a man can be so important, even though we just heard about the Tochacha, even after HaKadosh Baruch Hu had just told us the terrible things that lie ahead, no one should ever forget their worth. No one should ever forget the godless HaAdam that we have. One of the peculiar laws of Erechin, when doting my value, it's not about how much I've learned or many mitzvahs I do, and a great Gadol Hador and an average Balabas have the same value because of godless HaAdam. We have the potential to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu because He believes in us. And that's the value of Erechin, following the Tochacha. Even after all of that we heard, all of the bad that will befall the Jewish people, we should never forget that what lies within us all the time is a capacity for greatness, both in Hashkafa and in Halacha. It's built into the fabric of the Torah. Erechin is a reminder of our godless HaAdam.